brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to give the number out in the next segment and take your calls throughout this hour. And also intersperse it with a lot of the U.S. news, world news, and health news and economic news we haven't gotten to yet. We've discovered all over the United States, we already knew this, but we've got all the documents, the Agenda 21 groups taking over the cities and towns are really the toll road companies. So they've learned they've got to just take over the governments if they're going to make you pay them to drive down roads that are already paid for. What we're discovering is even worse than we thought. I was just talking to Aaron during that one-minute break. It blew me away. Ted Anderson, we were just talking about gold and silver and also pitching it at people, incredible deals. I want to get into the writing on the wall. I mean, when Merrill Lynch and Bank of America are saying, yeah, for the next few years, things are just going to get worse. While the media says everything's fine, we're going into a depression. Gold and silver are only going to go up if they continue to hyperinflate. I mean, what does QE Unlimited mean? You know, $85 billion a month just giving it to the bankers. What do you expect that to do?
Well, one of the things, one of the very first things that are occurring right now is Egan Jones, a rating service, just downgraded the U.S. currency, or downgraded the U.S. bonds. They used to be double A rating. Of course, they were triple A rating before Obama got into office. Now they're double A. Well, they just dropped them down to double A minus, which means that it's becoming a riskier investment to be investing in U.S. government securities. If you're sitting in long-term bonds, of course, if you have inflation, the value of the bond is going to go down when the interest rates rise. The very ability for the United States to be able to pay back these bonds in valuable currency is becoming a problem, and that's why they're downgrading. It's going to take savings away from the people that have worked very hard. Anybody that's sitting on a pension plan or a 401k plan, an IRA, it's going to drive that value down. And, you know, it makes it very difficult for people that have worked their years. For kids, my goodness, they're going to be working and paying taxes to service the interest on this debt. It's just, it's bad all around. The United States currency falling apart like this is going to create something very similar to Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, perhaps even the Weimar Republic in Germany back in World War I time. This is what we're looking forward to here in the United States. It's decreasing the value of the money. I mean, people that have worked and saved are going to be hurting. So that, it really, Alex, it's destruction. And it's taxation without representation, and it's very difficult for people to get along. Unemployment numbers will not drop because of this. It'll go up. It creates instability in the marketplace, malinvestment, bubbles in various different places of the economy, and those bubbles burst, and it just creates, you know, it's stimulus on steroids. I mean, the reason why we got the Fed in the first place, at least the reason why they say they exist, is so they can stimulate the economy when the economy needs stimulation and slow down the economy when it's growing too fast. But what's been going on is they've created the business cycle and put it on steroids. It's like it's on crack now. They're creating way too much volatility in the marketplace, and there's no stability. How in the world can anybody in any business predictably run their business and expand in this type of a market? They can't. They have
to. And by the way, Ted, that is not hype what you're saying. We're looking at Argentina, Weimar Republic, maybe even Zimbabwe and situation on this road. And the more they commit to it, the more they can't pull out. Now, very serious inflation is already here, probably hyper. What are the elites doing? They're getting into gold and silver. They're physically holding it. Who's got the best deal out there, bar none? Midas Resources. Give them a call. We've only got 30 seconds. What are some of the best coin deals you've got, Ted?
Well, right now, the best deal that I think we have is the Walking Liberty Half at $16.95, but the Franc is at $3.86. Small pieces of gold get into the old 20s and 10s. Our $10 Liberties right now are at $11.05. There's a lot of things that we have, Alex.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. My job is to win, 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 where everybody wins. So I tell you what I believe, what my research has shown, what I'm doing. Is any of this perfect? Nothing is, but we're doing the best we can, and I think we've got a pretty darn good track record of predicting what's happening. Get into gold today, folks. 800-686-237. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, open phones in this hour on any of the issues you've heard me covering in the last two. Our government publicly putting Al-Qaeda in charge all over the Middle East, allowing them to blow up buildings, churches, attack embassies, shoot innocent people, cut Christians' heads off, throw them off buildings. It's not even a news issue. It's like, oh, well, we better give our rights up. Look at the Muslims, when our government is the criminal group helping them. Just like Obama shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. You've got the media saying Mitt Romney's evil for saying 47% of the country is totally dependent and so will vote for more government. Well, yeah, if you allow the public to vote themselves out of the Treasury, they will vote themselves everyone's wealth and destroy the mechanisms of production. That's what America was founded on stopping. And if you don't like that, you don't like America. And again, I'm not even defending Mitt Romney, but we have to defend him when he tells the truth in a private meeting and they attack him for it. This is secret information Mother Jones calls it, because Romney won't say this in public. He needs to go. So, oh, it's secret. He had to say it in secret now with a bunch of top donors of what anybody with half a brain already knows. You want to give us your take on that? The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The Federal Reserve is out there hyper-monetizing things now, monetizing debt. And you've got Bank of America and Merrill Lynch and others saying $1,240 gold in the next year and a half. You've got all this news coming in. And Ted Anderson, if you missed it in the last segment, broke down. I said, where's this going, Ted, 30 years in gold and silver? And he said, it's going Zimbabwe. It's going Argentina. It's going Mexico. It's going Weimar Republic. And now that they've announced QE Unlimited, that's pretty much the only place it can go. That's why you see commodities running back up. So briefly, Ted, recap what you were saying, and then I'm going to go to calls again on why it's important when they say they're stimulating the economy and they give trillions of dollars to foreign banks, what that really signifies.
Well, what that means is they're printing the dollars that we use and trade for products and goods and services. If they make a whole bunch of additional dollars to compete with what we're trying to buy, the price of goods and services are going to go up. It means that you'll be paying $10 a gallon for gasoline rather than $4 a gallon for gasoline. It could be 20. You know, the more they step on that accelerator, the faster, the more they're trying to push money into the system. But one of the things that you got to remember, Alex, is that the banking system is trying to get the money into the economy by lending it to us or having these bailouts go on. Right now, we're not a very creditworthy nation because we have had this economic crisis. A lot of houses went back, were foreclosed on. A lot of bad debt had to be forgiven, and bankruptcies and so on and so forth. So there's not a lot of creditworthy borrowers out there. But the Fed is trying to get the money into the system, and it's not reaching the people because, well, first of all, the banks don't want to take the risk. At 3% interest, you know, why would you do that when you just go over and turn and buy a treasury and not have to take on the risk of somebody defaulting on you? So the money's not making it actually to the people. It's making it into the elite's hands, the banks. And yes, indeed, they're able to make all these, you know, huge margins of profit just off of U.S. treasuries. It's coming onto the backs of the people. And at the same time, they're shipping our money overseas to bail out the European banks. And all this stuff is driving commodity prices up. We're having a currency war with all these other countries watching the United States put on the accelerator on our printing press. They have to do the same. So now you have this war going on economically. And the whole thing spells out disaster for anybody that's been saving money. You're going to watch the value of the currency fall as long as we have this quantitative easing. That's why our forefathers wanted us to have gold as money. So we wouldn't do this. This is absolutely crazy to think that you can put a politician and a banker in the same room as a printing press and expect good things to come out of it. It's just not happening that way.
Nothing good ever comes out of it long term. And now we're long term. We're now, what, since the 70s they got off the gold standard. We're now almost 40 years into this. Normally, countries don't even last that long. I'm surprised the U.S. went this long. I mean, usually, if you let them have printing presses in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America, they usually do this stuff within, what, about 20 years?
Well, we the people, Alex, the people that are listening to this show, the people of this nation should be insisting upon constitutional money. Get that printing press out of the hands of the politician, and what's worse, get it out of the hands of a business arrangement between bankers and politicians, which is the Federal Reserve System. Get that whole system and move it out of here. That's why Ron Paul was talking about ending the Fed. This is the kind of chicanery that happens when you have this type of situation. So expect that the politicians, now they're even saying it, that the Federal Reserve is saying that we're going to be quantitative easing until unemployment numbers start to go down. You know what? It's not going to happen that way. As long as they quantitative ease, they're going to create more malinvestment, more economic uncertainty.
Because whatever tiny amount of money gets back to the public is eaten up in inflation, especially in the commodities. But again, they know that. This is a consolidation of wealth. This is a plan. This is Agenda 21. Now, Ted. next year. Can you believe 2013 is almost here? The 100-year charter is up. We need to start a movement to have Congress take back control of the purse and to kick the Federal Reserve out of this country. It's not federal. It's not a reserve. What's your take on that?
Well, Alex, obviously that would be something that I would support, and I'd be very much, you know, I'll do just about anything for that. But we only have about 10% to 20% of the people that even understand why this idea is important. So we have to get on the ground, and we have to teach, and we have to train. And that's one of the reasons why this silver dollar offer that I have has the dishonest money book in it, because it explains that to people. And then you have the video, the American Dream, which also brings you right there. Then your Obama deception, it pulls it all together so people can get an idea, a picture of what this is about. And
that's
why
right. I didn't really have you on to pitch this, but it is important if folks go to MidasResources.com or follow through at Infowars.com or call. You can get two silver dollars for $72. I mean, that's the lowest price anywhere. And then get two free films and a book. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, I want to go to calls here in a moment, and I'll let you go. I know you're busy. But briefly, as a business person, as a free market constitutionalist, Ron Paul type supporter, you know, I mean, I met you 16 years ago, and you're the same patriot today you were then, just more informed. Watching this all come true now, what is it like to hear Obama say you didn't build Midas Resources or the Genesis Communications Radio Network with now over 700 affiliates? You can argue the second or third largest radio network in the U.S. I mean, you didn't build that. Government did. But then expanding on that, Ted, now they're attacking Romney for saying 47% of the public are on government handouts, and that's a dangerous thing. I mean, I'm living in the twilight zone, and that's a bad thing to say.
Well, obviously, it's not a bad thing to say, and the more people that get in the wagon, that there's going to be less people pulling it. Economically, what that means is that people are going to be voting for their benefits coming from the government, and as more people get in, you'll have more people voting for it, and there could be reaching a tipping point of no return. You know, once people are voting for government benefits, they're going to look for somebody like Barack Obama to put into the office who's going to promote this type of activity. Eventually, the people that are out there working their tailbone off trying to make a living, pay for their family's needs, and pay taxes at the same time, we're going to give up. And, you know, that's when the country implodes. It's really a bad deal. That's not what the American experiment is about. We get out there, we work for ourselves, we make things happen. You know, we cover our own health care. We don't need to have somebody else on our back. Really, what we really want here in the United States, at least in my mind, is we want the government to get out of the way. And, you know,
Ted, there's no doubt that tyranny is galloping on every front, that we've abandoned what made America great. And now it's like the boat has been untied from the dock. Tyranny is just racing away now, and everything is being removed. And government is digging in and buying 1.4 million rounds of ammo, and now 200 million more in the last year. Paul Watson's breaking that in minutes at Infowars.com. A bunch of it's sniper rounds and training to take us on. They know they've done this. This is premeditated. And they think they're going to have half the public on the dole, and that the public with the government is going to come rob the rest of us, and they're getting ready for a civil war. I mean, this is a premeditated criminal takeover, and we are in so much trouble. And I wish to heaven that electing Mitt Romney would turn this around. But the puppeteers that run this country, they run Romney too, Ted. I know you're a Republican and a Ron Paul supporter, but we're going to break in 30 seconds. What's your take on that?
Well, again, I mean, I would take Mitt Romney any day over Barack Obama, but I'm reading Mitt Romney's book, and I honestly don't believe that he's going to be able to fix our problems. He doesn't understand the currency system. He may understand it, but he's certainly not focusing on the very root problem the United States has, which is the Federal Reserve System, and he should be. But you know what? It when it comes right down to it, do I want to have Mr. Socialism, or do I want to have somebody that's built businesses? I'll take the business guy, that's for sure.
Well, we're going to find out here real soon, Ted. That's all I know. 800-686-237 if you want to call and get the free two videos and the book when you get the two silver dollars at cost. Thank you so much, Ted, for spending time with us. All right, your call straight ahead. Get ready, callers. We're coming back. Thanks, Ted.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The toll-free number to join us on air to cover any of the issues I've raised, I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I wanted to also get into federal judge reinstates unconstitutional NDAA and some of the quotes by the lawyers exposing it. I mean, what this does, it allows them to just disappear you into a black hole, anybody. And they're training police and feds for snatch and grabs. They're trying to tell us in these messages and the cop shows that torture is good. They admit the government's paying for that. They're also paying to promote government-run health care and TV shows. Your tax money pays TV networks to put propaganda in the shows. And then you tell the average yuppie that, and they're like, no, that's not going on. That's a conspiracy theory. We live in that type of propaganda state. In fact, guys, The New American has an article about it today on Infowars.com. I never covered it the last 2 days. It actually came out Sunday about paying the networks with taxpayer money to put product placement in the TV shows. Will you print that for me? Because it dovetails with this torture stuff. I mean, again, we have a government that pays for them to promote secret arrest and torture like it's cool, and pays to tell you that government-run health care is good. I mean, that's like a Soviet Union or something. I mean, we're basted in evil. I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Tony, Richie, Zero, Dalton, and others. I think we're having some phone system problems, so keep trying. Tony in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Nev? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
What's on your mind today?
The question I have for you is, just found out my wife is pregnant. We're against abortion, but with the Rome police state, World War III, and the collapse of the dollar.
Yeah, your phone's a little muffled. Can you back away from it or talk right into it or something?
Yeah, no problem. Can you hear me good now?
Yeah, try talking right into the receiver, yeah.
All right. I said my wife, we just found out she's pregnant. We're against abortion, but with a growing police state, the collapse of the dollar, the World War III, we're afraid to bring another child into this world.
Well, whatever you do, brother, listen, some of the best children ever are brought into war zones. Don't ever have an abortion. Have that child, and it'll be a special child.
Yeah,
sir, you're not thinking about having an abortion, are you?
Actually, I am not. I'm totally against it. My wife's totally against it. But at the same time, we take this very seriously.
No, I think the answer in these bad times is to have more children. I have three. We've been, quite frankly, trying to have more. But there's so much bisphenol A and everything out there. And so there you go. I mean, it's time to have more kids in the face of evil. We shouldn't be afraid of this. We should double down, bet on life, fully commit. I think all patriots should have more children. We need to commit to this. We're going to defeat the tyranny with God's help.
Thank you so much, guys. We were struggling to bring them into the world.
Sir, I'm going to have to let you go. I just can't understand you. You got to talk right into the telephone, but God bless you. It's good to hear from you. And maybe a phone system thing, because the phone lines have been down. A few calls were able to get through. Richie in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right. First of all, thank you and God bless you guys. I'm a veteran gun owner and love America and love the American people. I consider myself a nobody. But I would just like to say, you know, Jesus spared my life 8.5 years ago. I don't deserve to be alive. And I'm thankful that he had mercy on me and he changed me. And I would just like to quickly say that you know, I believe our problem, one verse in the Bible that sticks out is 2 Thessalonians 2 that says, because you reject the love of the truth, God says, I will send strong delusion that you might believe lies and be damned because you did not receive the love of the truth. And if you look there in 2 Thessalonians 2, I believe that's where America is. We're kicking God out of everything. We want to commit adultery. We want our sin. We want abortion. We want pornography. So I think a lot of the problem is our own fault. It's my sin, and I'm not being hypocritical, acting like it's everybody else, but it's my sin. It's our sin that has created this situation. But on the other hand, trying to be proactive, I met with Jay Neal, one of our representatives last week, and just took a ride with him. He's a great man, a godly man, makes me believe in government. And he pleads the cause of the poor. He helps drug addicts and former drug dealers get on the right path. And I just talked to him, and I said, Jay, and I actually told him about you and introduced him to you, and he's going to investigate you. But I just said, Jay, what can we do? What can the people do?
This and what did he say?
And moles have infiltrated the highest levels of intelligence.
And what did he say?
He acted, you know, not acted, Alex, but he just seemed like this thing was just too big. It's just
Yeah, that's what most of these guys do, is they pass the buck. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It seems that every time you turn on the radio or the TV, there's another commercial for a testosterone product. Do they really boost libido and performance? And which one to try? Well, there is only one TGen, because there is only one Chamonix, a great company with great research. Consider this. In a clinical study on TGen's key ingredient, free testosterone increased in all exercising men, every single one, and 85% of them reported an increase in libido and desire. But TGen also contains zinc, selenium, and plant sterols, vital for a healthy prostate, and it makes TGen a great all-around anti-aging product for any man. TGen means science, results, and the phenomenal customer service of Chamonix. Call to try TGen right now and get a free bottle with your order. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. TGen comes with Chamonix's famous 90-day money-back guarantee. Just in case it doesn't work for you, you simply don't pay. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Public place, like a restaurant, and watch tables around me. And I can look in somebody's eyes, I've actually done this, and go over and say to them, you don't watch television a lot, do you? Mainline television. They're like, no, I don't. In fact, I don't have a television. You know, I have a computer and watch some things on that, but it's there to steal your life away, to brainwash you. And then I could sit there and listen to somebody at a table next to me and hear what they say and do and look in their eyes and say, hey, what's your favorite show? And they'll start telling you how they watch 7 hours of TV a day, 3 hours of video games a day. And I'm not judging you if you do that. And it's another thing entirely. You've got a bunch of TV sets on. You're a media person. You're monitoring things. And you're in a conscious mode. But everybody's seen their husband, their wife, their children watching television, where they have that zombie look, and you're like, hey, we gotta go. And they're in a trance. Medically, the general public is very close to a daydream state, into the edge of sleep. And it's everywhere. People are not conscious. They're spectators from birth being set in front of television sets that are tuned with the flicker rate to put you into a highly suggestible state. And I look at people in different degrees, myself included, who are in these different states of awareness, and it's incredible. And for the global crime syndicate operators, basically it's like we're going in slow motion. They can run 100 miles an hour. They're the Flash. They know how things work. They understand the tricks. They know how to manipulate us, and it's funny to them. And they've dumbed us down and put poison in the water and the food to make us even more malleable. So they could take over, and they have. Now, I talked about that court ruling last week. ABC News reported it. You can type in the search engine, court rules that police can bar high IQs. Nationwide, they won't hire a cop with over 100 IQ. They're quite frankly looking for about an 85 IQ. 85, folks, is stupid. Very stupid. 70s, mentally retarded. So, it's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. We are to be ruled by a bunch of idiots, by a bunch of scientific technocrats up there with 180 IQs. And humanity, I don't claim to be the smartest person around, but I've got instincts, and I don't like being a slave. And I figured out how these people work. And I'm sitting here watching them with their playbook cheat everybody and basically stick their leg out when you're walking by and trip you over and over again and laugh about it. And the public's been dumbed down to the point that the globalists trip them and they don't even know why they got tripped, even though the leg's sticking out. And I'm just tired of it. I've had enough. And I'm not here saying the cops are all a bunch of idiots either. In the old days, they tried to hire people that were smart. This is in the last 20 years. They want stupid police. And they said, well, they'll follow orders. That's right. I mean, I've run into it, man. I tell you, with these game wardens, the last three times I was trying to camp out or even go have a fire on my own property in East Texas, where I've been going since I was born and never had this happen. And every time game wardens jump out of the bushes and you'll be sitting there drinking a cup of coffee, you're not even hunting, and they're in your face and want to see a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, I told the story, and I'm going to go to your calls, of my great uncle, Uncle Leonard, who, you know, when I was like 5 years old, I'd fly out and see in Houston and stuff. Really great guy, my grandfather's little brother. And he had pancreatic cancer, and they said he had a few months to live, and he did die. And he even had trouble walking at that point, but he wanted to go deer hunting again just to do that. And the driving into town to process the deer because he didn't want to gut it and stuff. They've got the deer feet sticking out the back of the, the bed's open. There's a deer there. It's got a tag on its antler, everything, and the state police pull him over. Oh, that's a deer. You must be bad. You have a deer. And so guy runs over and says, whose deer is this? And my uncle's not there because he's too sick to go. And my great uncle and my uncle says, along with my dad, it's our uncle's. We're taking it to get it processed right here. Get turned into, steaks and stuff. And the state police guy is shaking and starts getting his gun out. And as you stay here, and more police get there and everything. And he goes, I'm taking you to jail. You're not allowed to transfer somebody else's deer. And, of course, he's an idiot. He probably got an 80 IQ. And they say, no, Texas law, the landowner can process the deer. And more police showed up. And we're like, oh, you're the Joneses. Oh, one of the oldest families in that area. Oh, we're sorry. No, he's right. They're allowed to transfer the deer. But if they weren't, connected to good old boys of old, they still took him to jail. Probably pistol whipped him the way he was acting, and the jury probably put him in prison. Doesn't matter if there's a law. I see folks go to jail all the time. There's not even a law. These judges are so demonic, they'll sit there and lie to the jury and just make something up and convict you for something else. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm actually loathing even going to East Texas. The reason I'm telling this story, just because it's so bad there, I don't even want to be around them. And I was thinking about if I'm confronted by them, I'm just going to go, I'm going to dress them down. I can't put up with their evil anymore. I can't put up with the weakness, and I can't put up with the groveling to the scum government anymore. This is scum government everywhere. Scum, 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 scum. I hate you. I hate all the low IQ dummies who want to rule my life because you're idiots. Because you couldn't go start a business. You couldn't live your own life. You couldn't get a woman. You couldn't get nothing but try to suck off me. And we're going to beat you, you trash. Don't you ever think you won't. We're going to beat you. Don't you ever think you're going to win. Bunch of... Man, it's going to be bad living under tyranny, folks. They got their re-education camps. They got their pot-belly pedophiles ready to get your wife and children. They want to torture and murder you. They want to steal everything you got, and they will. They're arming up against us right now. And I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I just can't even be around it anymore. And I'm sick of the public, too. I'm tired of the public groveling to bureaucrats, groveling to police, groveling to everything. Stop groveling. Stop it. Get a backbone. Stop groveling constantly. Stop being cowards. Zero in Iowa. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm not doing too good. I'm having flashbacks. Go ahead.
Yeah. I got two things for you real quick. First, I got to say thank you. You have helped me open the minds of many people. I've been saying for years I didn't trust our government farther than I could throw them. And everybody thought I was crazy till I found you and introduced them to your shows, to your videos. And it's just helped my family tons.
Well, thank you for putting up with me. The broadcast is real, so it's gonna have its bumps. But go ahead.
Hey, I love it. I love it. I look forward to it every day. The next thing, I got a question for you. I got to throw this out there. I've noticed all the stuff in the Middle East and Iran and yada yada. My thought is that the globalists are looking to start stuff over there, and then a race war here. If you listen to
no, that's what they're doing. Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly what they're trying.
I have pulled my family. We're pretty much off the grid now. We grow our own food. We raise our animals, and I'm trying to get us farther away from any population. You know, and why? Why do they do this? You know.
The globalists love to wreck stuff. They love to bring down societies while they sit back offshore watching our funeral pyre, and then they roll back in as the saviors. They wreck every country. Libya was building up all of Africa, so they went and bombed the whole thing and put al-Qaeda in. The globalists are anti-industry, anti-freedom, anti-wealth. They don't just want the wealth. They don't want you to have it. They want you starving and dumbed down. So they can fly over you. They call it flyover country. What do you think of them demonizing the fact that Mitt Romney said that, you know, it's dangerous to have half the public on the government payroll?
That's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, anybody in their right mind can see right. They can see the truth. That's what they want. They want us to have to depend on them. You know, I refuse, no matter how hard times have been, I refuse to get any handouts from any government because I don't want it.
There are all sorts of tinkerers. It's almost always, and I appreciate your call. God bless you. And by the way, the system harasses them. Illegal aliens are above the law, left alone, get out of jail free card. But if you had to typecast these people, they're generally, most of them are white, some are black, some are Hispanic. But if you have to typecast them, it's an old, if you have to assess them, it's about 60-year-old white Vietnam veteran in a half broke down work van who lives in their van and doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, goes to church three nights a week, who drives around fixing people's hot water heaters and fences and tinkerers. And the cops everywhere, all over the country, harass them and arrest them and give them tickets and won't let them park their van and sleep and chase them around until they're homeless. And I've talked to so many of these homeless. I'll go, you're not on drugs. You're not you know, you don't look like you're schizophrenic. What's your story? Well, I'm from, you know, Vietnam veteran, and then I had a truck, but it kept breaking down, and they kept arresting me, so now I work over here when I can get jobs. This place takes me on mowing yards, and I live back there in a tent. But the drunk hobos keep robbing me. It's always the same story. I mean, it's just so pathetic what they've done to this country. And there are hundreds of thousands of these people, conservatively, who literally are working homeless. And the system knows who they are, and the police, I've seen them, just come in at them, boy. Some old man in a van, your life's over, punk. You're not gonna live in that van, you scum. We're driving you to the woods. We're driving you in there. We're going to get you. We're going to get you, American scum, if it's the last thing we ever do. And they are. It's their country now. Let's go ahead and talk to Dalton in Alabama. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I was really hoping to actually get Ted Anderson's take on the question that I have, but I'll ask it anyways.
I tell you what, if Ted's still around there, get him in the studio. John Harmon, try to find him. Go ahead and ask your question.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, I understand and I realize that buying gold and silver is the best ways to you know, have protection against the coming economic collapse. But what about us who are working, you know, these low-wage and minimum-wage jobs who are living paycheck to paycheck? You know, we barely have $20 in our pocket at any given time. What would your advice be for us? What can we do to, you know, be ready for the economic collapse?
I would have water filtration, and I would have friends. The most valuable thing, more than gold or anything, is friends that know what's going on, who will support each other. You know, the government will call it a terrorist militia, even though it's federal law to have militias. But I would just form mutual aid societies. And, I mean, the system doesn't want us to be able to stand together. We have a UT professor saying families should be gotten rid of. I mean, that's in the textbooks, too. But, I mean, folks, they don't want us having anybody. They just want us to grow old. They want to euthanize us. They want to be able to kill babies even after they're born. I mean, it is just hell on earth with these people. These people are evil, man. But, of course, they're evil. They never made anything. They never did anything. They just shit on top of us, sucking off of us. And out of all the bureaucrats, I say the police are the best, because at least they have to live in the real world and actually engage in some services. The real bad ones are these professors and these bureaucrats and these government workers and these corporate mercenaries and all of them. They think it's so funny. They think they're on the winning team. Silver. Look, I bought most of the silver I've got. I don't have that much, quite frankly. My wife's always like, why? I told you, you were right. You need to follow your own rules, get more gold and silver. And I'm like, well, I need the cash we've got in the bank to run this operation. If everything shuts down, I'm going to spend all that money running this place. Then I'm going to sell my house running this place. And I've got it all planned out, because it'll probably get so bad that people won't be able to support us anymore. I'll try to stay on air as long as possible. Silver is probably the best investment. It's just hard to store. I don't even have that much, but like four big bags is really hard to deal with. And I bought most of it at $5. You know, I didn't sell it when it went to 50, and I haven't sold it now that it's, you know, going towards 40 again. It's my emergency backup, and I bought quite a bit of gold. You know, not that much, but quite a bit for me at the time, back when it was like 260, 300, 400, 500. And, you know, it just really worked, because it's not even an investment for me. It's to beat their inflation, and it's an emergency backup. But I think just your health is the most valuable thing. Well, your soul's important, so get right with God. Then your health, then friends, and people that can count on each other. That's why they want us all watching television all day, so we have synthetic friends, you know, with the people on the sitcoms we watch on shows like Friends. They don't want us having real friends. So it's very important to not be reclusive, because freedom lovers a lot of times end up kind of being reclusive. And I've always been somewhat, not in modern times, more recent times, I've been a little bit reclusive. So I've been trying to be more social with friends and people. That's important to do. And it's just important to be human, to get back to what it is to be human, where men are men, women are women. And just, you know, just that is victory. The enemy wants to get rid of that. Does that answer your question?
Sure does. Sounds like it's a hang together, hang separate situation.
It is. So I would find like-minded people. You know, it's a pitch to support the show, but if you wear an InfoWars.com shirt or even a Ron Paul shirt, you know, you're going to meet like-minded people. You might meet kind of some neocons that are halfway awake with the Ron Paul stuff. You never know. But I mean, you wear an InfoWars.com shirt, you know, the enemies are going to know who you are, but the patriots are as well. It's pretty much like flying your flag, wearing your colors. Ted's back. We only got 1 minute. This fellow was asking, if you don't have a lot of money, what do you invest in? And I was telling him, invest in friends and family and in relationships, Ted.
Yeah, and become self-sufficient. I mean, start a garden, do those things. This book and Silver Dollar Offer gives you a way to get into silver dollars without having to spend a tremendous amount of money. It's very important to me, at least, that I'm armed and I have ammunition. Storable foods is a good idea. If you don't have a lot of money, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. You're creative. It's your wealth is actually your creativity and your ability to be productive. So go out and do some things that people want and build up the ability.
Yeah, here's the deal. If you don't have children, especially, make work fun. I mean, I've had three jobs before. I mean, make it fun. Make it like, I remember my grandparents, people, old folks, farmers, those guys liked to work. I mean, it was like a game to just really bust your butt. So take on three jobs, brother. That's how you get ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, we'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We need to find our dignity again. I mean, when I walk watch citizens just bow down to bureaucrats, bow down to census people with plastic badges, a TSA, all of it is the opposite of freedom. Our country's dying. Our world's dying. We're being overrun by spoiled brat criminals that have joined forces with the kleptocratic parasite class. And I for one, am done. Hope that caller liked Ted running back to the microphone to give you his take, but it's basically the same thing I was telling you. It's not fun to work three jobs, but if you've got to get in a position to be able to protect yourself in hard times, you'll be better off than others. I certainly would not be sitting on my laurels right now. And I know it's rough. I know it's tough. Citizens are going to probably have to start doing what illegal aliens do. And that is, even though the system knows we're to be henpecked as citizens and that we're trash, it's going to happen to the point where we just stop complying. Just out of necessity. And a lot of people are stopping paying taxes across the board. A lot of people are stopping to buy all the stuff. A lot of people are just refusing to go along with it. I mean, here's Fox News, ICE agents. Obama won't let us arrest illegals. I've had sheriffs on with ARS illegals with weapons, with drugs. They're told to release them. That was during Bush. Again, it's a two-tiered system. They've only got the illegals here to drive down the wages. Again, it's lawless. But then the cops are so like attack dogs on us and the beer, because we're known as the milk cow. We're known as the joke. We're known as the food. And message to government, I ain't your food. Message to government, I'm not scared of you. Message to government, I'm not going along with you anymore. Matt in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Worldwide broadcast. What's on your mind, bud?
Look, you're wrong about the Federal Reserve Charter, Alex. It's open-ended now. They changed it at some point. So the only way that we can get rid of the Federal Reserve legally is if Congress abolishes it or if they commit an illegal act.
No, you're right, but I know that Ron Paul's pointed out that the 100th anniversary of the charter is a good time to point out that it's charters up. So it's really apples and oranges, it's debating. My point is, we've had it 100 years. Yes, we can get rid of it any time. Congress should take back its power. That's what I was saying.
Absolutely. But now, Alex, the only way we're going to get rid of the Federal Reserve is if the people move out of the fiat currency by themselves. And that means start, bartering in gold and silver.
And that's why they're going after the farms. They hate these co-ops where people get together, especially. It scares them that yuppies are now learning how good organic food is in co-ops. That's why they're coming after it. You're right. They're scared of us bartering. They're scared of us acting like real humans.
They don't want you to be independent. That's what the country's all about, is being independent.
Exactly. The country is about being independent. If you want to be taken care of so much they put you in a forced labor camp, go to North Korea. What's your message to all these people that think we should be slaves of the government?
Well, once they try it, they won't want it anymore. Once you become a slave, you won't like it so much. That's that.
What's your view on the state of the world right now?
We're in bad shape, bub. We're in real bad shape. These people, they think they deserve this. They think they deserve the world. Why? Because they can. Because nobody out there is doing anything. If you're going to sit on your laurels, you're going to get taken over. That's just how the world works.
That's right. You're absolutely right. I've gotten to the point now when yuppies shoot their mouth off to me or try to boss me around, I get right back in their face. Not because I even want it, but because it's the right thing to do. I had some guy bulk the other night in public. I said, all right, man, if you want it, you got it. He backed off.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network.
Network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.